Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. On this day of the celebration of Pentecost, I wanted to try to help us to see Pentecost in a fresh light and perhaps in a new way. To do that, I want to share a song with you written and sung by Stephen Curtis Chapman. I'd like you to read the parts that come up on the screen in bold, or in your notes. They're in bold as well. And I think you'll see how this is such an appropriate song for today. In the spring of 1519, a Spanish fleet set sail. Cortes told his sailors this mission must not fail. On the eastern shore of Mexico, they landed with great dreams, but the hardships of the New World made them restless and weak. Quietly they whispered, "Let's go back to the life we knew." But the one who led them there was saying, "Burn the ships. We're here to stay. There's no way we could go back now that we've come this far by faith. Burn the ships. We've passed the point of no return. Our life is here, so let the ships burn." In the spring of new beginnings, a searching heart set sail, looking for a new life and a love that would not fail. On the shores of grace and mercy, we landed with great joy. But an enemy was waiting to steal, kill, and destroy. Quietly, he whispers, "Go back to the life you knew." But the one who led us here is saying, "Burn the ships. We're here to stay. There's no way we could go back now that we've come this far by faith. Burn the ships. Our life is here, so let the ships burn." Nobody said it would be easy, but the one who brought us here is never going to leave us alone. Burn the ships. We're here to stay. There's no way we could go back now that we've come this far by faith. Burn the ships. We've passed the point of no return. Our life is here, so let the ships burn. I really like how that song expresses the thought that comes through in today's New Testament and Gospel readings. That in the new beginnings of the new beginning of Pentecost, the power of God's Holy Spirit sets us free. Truly free. To leave the old things behind, completely behind. That the old things of our life, without God's Spirit, are burned and are useless for the new life that we have been given by grace alone through faith in Jesus Christ. In the reading from Acts, Peter stands and, quoting the prophet Joel, says in part, "God declares that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Joel says that the Holy Spirit will be poured out in a new way, and that all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And that is being fulfilled on that first Pentecost after Jesus ascended. This new thing that God was doing, while foretold from of old, is what all of Pentecost teaches us, both the old Jewish festival and what God did in sending the Holy Spirit in that new way on that Pentecost, like I said earlier, 10 days after Jesus was taken up into heaven that we celebrated on last Sunday. Now, the Jewish festival of Pentecost, like the Stephen Curtis Chapman song lyrics, give us insight into what God's mercy and grace does in our lives daily. Now, Pentecost in the Old Testament, the Shavuot, is also known as the Feast of Harvest or the Feast of Weeks. And it celebrated the ingathering of the first of the spring harvest. And this was celebrated by presenting a thank offering of grain to God. God gives to the earth and the rain the power to supply man through the harvest with food to sustain life. And for that, man is bound to give thanks to God. Pentecost is that time of giving thanks for the daily life that God supplies through the grain harvest. But by Jesus' day, Pentecost had also taken on a broader meaning as well. It was also the time when the Jews gave thanks to God for supplying daily life through the power of God's word given through Moses on Mount Sinai. That came traditionally 50 days later, 50 days after Passover. Now remember, Passover took place in Egypt before they left. So 50 days after Passover came the Pentecost in the wilderness at Mount Sinai. That's when God gave the Ten Commandments and the law to the people through Moses. So Pentecost, by Jesus' day, celebrated these two things: the thanksgiving to God for life through the harvest of grain, and thanksgiving to God for the power to live life set free from the bondage of slavery they were under in Egypt. They were now free. Free to live life under the clear direction of His commands, of His commandments, of His word. Those things are of the Jewish celebration of Pentecost teach us that in our Christian celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, we also give thanks to God. We give thanks to God for the power to live our life now free of all that binds us to our past in slavery to sin. The power of the Holy Spirit is what burns the ships and tells us that our life is here in Christ. So let the ships burn. And that's an image that helps us to understand what the coming of the Holy Spirit, what that did for the disciples. This power of the Holy Spirit was the gift of God that Christ had promised them earlier would fill them with power from on high. They now had what they didn't have before, a new beginning, a new life. And that is what Pentecost brings also to each one of us today. Today in Pentecost power, we are moving forward in our daily life in Christ. What is it that we do here? We say we are hearing, sharing, and living the gospel. By grace, our old lives have been left behind. And we've received the power of the Holy Spirit to let the ships burn that held us to our old lives of guilt under sin and rebellion. Realize we have been set free from sin. That has been done. It is finished. It is accomplished. And it's done by Jesus' blood shed on the cross where He died for us. And in Pentecost, with a new coming of the Holy Spirit, we've now been given power to lean on that cross of Christ and to live by and to live in the peace that Jesus spoke of today. He said in verses 26 and 27 of the gospel lesson, he said, "The counselor," read this with me, "the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all these things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you." Like the Jews of the Old Testament fleeing Egypt and ending up at Mount Sinai, where God's word came to them to give them direction for life, so in the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, the disciples were given new power for life in the word of Christ alone. That's what's given to you and I at baptism. The power to live life in the Holy Spirit sent by Christ. The power of life in Christ is the power of life for both here and for eternity. Like the Jews at Pentecost giving thanks to God for life-sustaining bread and grain, we give thanks to God for the life-sustaining power of Christ's body and blood that we take into ourselves at Holy Communion. Like the new direction for life given to the Jews in the law of God at Sinai, so we are given direction for our new life by grace through faith in the gospel of Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit sent down at Pentecost. And so we, like Cortez's sailors, are all in our life in Christ. I want to paraphrase the words of the song here. Jesus, the one who brought us here, is never going to leave us alone. So burn the ships. We're here to stay. There's no way we could go back. Now that we've come this far by the gift of faith, burn the ships. We pass the point of no return. Our life is here in Jesus Christ. So let the ships burn. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the words